From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. There are more signs that a summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader will actually happen next month as originally planned, before the president ostensibly canceled it last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there's been a solid response to the letter he sent Kim Jong-un last week canceling the meeting. And the White House now says the U.S. continues to actively prepare for what spokeswoman Sarah Sanders calls an expected summit. A top Kim deputy is heading to the U.S., where he will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and an American team that includes senior diplomats and officials from the Pentagon and National Security Council are holding talks with North Korean officials at the DMZ. Sanders says the president will host Japan's prime minister here next week to coordinate their thinking before the summit. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump contended Tuesday that prosecutors investigating his 2016 campaign's links to Russia will be meddling in November's congressional elections. But he didn't offer any proof of that. VOA's Catherine Gibson has that story.
Trump, in a string of Twitter comments, ignored the conclusion last week by his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that U.S. officials expect continued efforts by Russia to interfere with the congressional elections. The U.S. intelligence community concluded Russia meddled in the presidential election 2 years ago to help Trump win. With the congressional campaigns now in their early stages in many U.S. states, 5+ months ahead of the voting, Pompeo said there is much work ahead to mitigate any Russian interference. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. A Harvard University study finds that the number of lives lost in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria is more than 4,600. That's compared to the U.S. government's figure of 64. The study suggests the fatalities occurred between September 20th and December 31st, 2017. The researchers said their latest estimates may be too low and underscore the inattention of the U.S. government to the frail infrastructure of Puerto Rico. More than 8 months after the storm, the territory has been slow to recover. Residents continue to suffer from a lack of water, an unstable power grid, and a dearth of essential services, forcing many of the residents to leave. Federal prosecutors are investigating the shooting deaths of two police officers and a third person Tuesday in the eastern Belgian city of Liège, in which police suspect was a terror attack. The gunman shot the officers in the morning outside a cafe on a major thoroughfare before fleeing to a high school where he briefly took a hostage. A spokesperson told AFP the third victim was a motorist who was driving in the area. The shooter, who was killed by police, was released from prison on Monday, according to the Belgian broadcaster RTBF. The broadcaster said the suspect was known for committing minor infractions and had no known association to extremism. The Trump administration is announcing that it will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods containing industrially significant technology. VOA's Philip Alexio reports.
Trump has bemoaned the massive U.S. trade deficit with China as evidence that Beijing has been complicit in abusive trading practices. The White House also says the U.S. is planning new investment restrictions and export controls. The announcement coming as the administration negotiates with China on a broad trade dispute. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is expected to travel to China later in the week for more talks. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Hospital staff who saved the lives of poisoned Russians Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia say they feared their patients would not survive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Medical staff at Salisbury District Hospital say that when admitted, they'd suspected former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia had suffered an opioid overdose. Stephen Jukes, an intensive care consultant at the hospital, has told the BBC that when we first were aware this was a nerve agent, all the evidence pointed to them not surviving. One nurse says there was real concern as to how big this could get amid fears the hospital's staff might end up being affected.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Palestinian militants launched another barrage of rockets into southern Israel Tuesday, hours after firing more than 25 mortar bombs across the border. There were no casualties reported in Israel after the morning and afternoon salvos. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.